my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Can't you be? Touch me. And if it's not- That is the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, and Better Be Good to Me. On the Rewind Cafe, Johnny G in with you on a Tuesday afternoon. National Weather Service has just issued a special weather statement. Area of scattered showers and storms will track across our area through 5 o'clock today. These storms could produce small pea dime size hail. We could have some brief gusty winds. And there is also the potential for isolated cloud-to-ground lightning. So if you're heading on out, grab that umbrella. That is Haircut 100 and Love Plus One on the Rewind Cafe. Johnny G in with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, Stevie Nicks is coming back on tour. She was on tour last summer, and apparently her new dates are going to be solo shows, and they're going to coincide with stadium concerts with Billy Joel. Well, good for her. Cyndi Lauper and Shebop on the Rewind Cafe. Johnny G along with you. Up next, we got a guy that I thought for sure he was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he is not. Though he is a nominee for this year's class, 2025. He's been eligible since 2007, but this is the first time that he's been nominated. And I was not aware that he was in the group Black Sabbath. They were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2006. It's Billy Idol. 101.9 FM and Bananarama doing a remake of Venus on a Tuesday afternoon on the Rewind Cafe. Well, you know, if I was ever on a game show and the question asked is, name the best-selling classic rock album ever, my first guess would be Fleetwood Mac Rumors, right? I'd be wrong. The distinction goes to the Eagles. Yeah, they debuted with their greatest hits album back in 1976. It was 10 tracks from the first four albums. It spent 5 weeks at number one in that year. And by the end of the year, it was the fourth best album for that year. But as time went on, the numbers kept going up and up and up. It spent over 450 weeks on the Billboard charts. It's been certified an astonishing 38 times platinum. Wow.
Can do. Everybody wants to do something.
90.9 FM with the Allman Brothers, southbound to Thunder Road.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright. You can hide your colors and study your
Talking Heads here at 90.9 FM, WORY, Once in a Lifetime. The song that came out in 1981 and it was certified platinum in the UK in 2023. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame named it one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And Rolling Stone placed it at number 28 on its 2021 list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I am Johnny G, wrapping things up for this Tuesday afternoon on the Rewind Cafe. Lucas is up next. He's going to have all of your club favorites, so stay tuned for that. Until next week, though, have a great rest of the day. Stay warm, and don't forget, winter is back tomorrow. Ugh. Church and
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.
This has been a message from the Student Association and the Bias Act Response Team.
You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 14th, OnMark presents a website portfolio workshop at IRC at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Art Gallery will have a showcase at the Hamblin Theater from 1 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, April 13th, join an art-making reception called Shapeshifter Bodies Like Water at Lee Hall from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, April 14th, conversations with Chris Keegan over at the Red Dragon Theater will be happening at 5 p.m. Also happening Thursday, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting an event featuring a roundtable discussion on language diversity. This week's average is 52 degrees. Expect rain on Tuesday. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Lucas's Lit Tunes. Featuring the greatest music in Oneonta.
Without further ado,
please welcome
your host for this evening,
DJ
Lucas.
WONI fam, it is a Tuesday, it's 2 o'clock, it's time for Lucas's Lit Tunes. I hope you all had a really great weekend. The weather was beautiful-ish, and we had our Vinylthon event, which went really great. I had my Vinylthon show, it was absolutely amazing, I had a lot of fun. I played a lot of my favorite vinyl and favorite songs, so yeah, I'm hoping to bring some more vinyl to this show, actually. It's just tough because, like, I don't have a lot of time to go back to my dorm and grab the vinyl. I guess I could leave it here in the studio, but some of it's very expensive and very rare, so I wouldn't want it to get messed with, which I don't think anyone would mess with it, but you know what? You never know. When you have vinyls in there that are worth $200, you want to make sure that no one messes with it. It's 2 o'clock. It has just hit 2 o'clock. So I've got some great songs lined up today. So I posted on my Instagram I was going to do new music and kind of like spring vibes, and I'm definitely going to do that. And I think I was going to split it up by hour, but there just isn't enough new music to go around. So I think it's mostly going to be the first, I think I have 9 songs picked out of new music. And I actually might shorten it down to 8 songs. Yeah, I'm going to shorten it down to 8 songs. So I've got 8 songs of new music to play for you. And then after that, we're going to go and play some spring songs that